It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. And a special hello to those tuning in around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course, on the 77 WABC app. Well, the Nielsen ratings have confirmed what we always had a feeling about. I mean, not that we knew, but we had a feeling that, they're tens of thousands of listeners that are tuning in and week out, and I'm sure, and of course, the Nielsen ratings came through and confirmed that. Thank you. We've just come in number 3 in the Nielsen rating. Nielsen, of course, is the global measurement and data analytics company that we've come in number 3 in New York AM radio. That's a special testament to the success of this show, and a special thank you to all the listeners and the great guests. And of course, we're not going to let you down, especially in today's environment. We know what's going on, and we have two very, very special guests to discuss what's going on. But as the listeners know, every single week we have incredible guests to talk about the business world, how to get you ahead in the business world. Special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who play such an important support role. Cirilli, Michal, Avigail, Malka, Osher, Miriam, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim, thank you. Also, of course, I want to mention that unfortunately with so many people having extra time on their hands, our robust YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, has hundreds of videos where we featured so much business content, and it's all available for you for free. All you have to do is, and the truth is, you just go to the main platform, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's where you could pick up the entire interview I had last week with James Rosebush. He was a senior advisor to Ronald Reagan. He talked all about communication. James Rosebush, last week, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, going to go to tonight's incredible guest, Norm Trainer, the founder and CEO of the Covenant Group, and Keita Deming, PhD, head of innovation and development. And the reason why we, I would say, insisted that we get them on the show is because it's no secret. We're going through incredibly challenging times right now. We certainly hope and pray for the physical safety of everyone out there. And we all know that the economy was totally thrown on its back. Nearly every single industry was impacted, and that's why I turned to Norm Trainer, Keita Deming. Norm has been on the program many times, and the listeners know he is a breath of fresh air, almost in any circumstance. And first of all, Norm, Keita, thank you so much for joining me for this critical edition of Mind Your Business.
It's an honor to be on the call today with you, Yitzhak.
Thank you. So I'm going to open. Again, it's an understatement to say we're living in a very challenging environment in from the business world. On a scale of 10 to 1, with 10 being that you'll get through the crisis with minimal impact, very minimal impact, and of course 1 being it's devastating. You know, where would you place yourself on the scale? And I'll first turn to Norm and then, of course, to Keita.
Well, it's interesting. We ask that question many of our clients, and Keita, what's been the experience with that as you've calculated or added up the totals?
So one of the things we've found is that most people, when they answer that question, they're answering between 4 and 7. So what's great about that, or what the insight there is that nobody is saying 0. Nobody's saying this is catastrophic. Most of us are realizing that we have resources from which to start this journey on. So nobody's saying it's an absolute disaster. So we, despite all of what's happening, things are still very optimistic. And it's important to reframe how you're thinking about the times we're in, and that you're not starting from a losing position or from a position where you're feeling defensive. Starting from that optimistic stance is really helpful. And our research is showing that, and our experience in our coaching sessions is also showing that.
So I'm going to actually then, you know, ask in a very broad way. Most of America, or most a very significant portion of America, North America, and in fact around the world, are right now not able to attend or participate at their regular work environment. Unfortunately, a significant portion is either out of a job or their job is in limbo. Or another significant position are able to still retain their jobs, but at a remote location, certainly in an uncomfortable environment for many. What is the framework? Is there really I shouldn't say a silver lining, but a way of taking advantage of this crisis?
So I'll start with that. I think there are two advantages or two things people need to keep in mind as they think about the situation we find ourselves in. Number one, never let a crisis go to waste. And one thing that we've gotten is we've gotten a gift. We've gotten a gift of time. And for those of us who maximize the time we've been given, those are the people who will find the upside after this all passes. So we know for sure that this is going to pass. We don't know if it's going to be 2 months or 2 years. So how do we do two things? How do we never let a crisis go to waste? And how do we maximize the time? So business owners, it's a great time to do two things. Work in your business. So focus on the procedural aspects of growing your business. Because successful businesses are built on replicable processes. So having time to focus on building those processes is a gift. After you've worked in your business, you now need to work on your business. And taking that time is really taking advantage of this crisis so that it doesn't go to waste. And when you are ready to step back into the market, you're more ready than you were than yesterday. Norm, do you want to add anything to that?
Well, I think to build on what Keita said, you have to start from the top and work down, and the bottom and work up. Starting from the top is working on your business. And one of the things that this period in which we find ourselves gives us is the opportunity to redesign our business. At the Covenant Group, our tagline is redefining performance. And given the circumstances in which we find ourselves in, there's an opportunity to redefine or redesign the way in which you work. And a part of that is that it's really looking at your business model. And your business model addresses the viability of your business, a return on investment, and creation of shareholder value. So we start with that model or that conceptual frame from the top, and then we work down. As Keita said, working on your business is from the bottom up. What are the methods or procedures that you utilize to be successful in your business? Successful businesses are built on replicable processes. A process is a pattern or methodology that is distinguishable, repeatable, and transferable. One of the things that we find ourselves facing is that many of the processes that have enabled us to be successful do not work in today's environment. So let me give you an example that I think speaks directly to the challenges that we are facing today. Mm-hmm. Marcus Mackay is one of our clients, and Marcus Mackay is a performance and lifestyle coach. Marcus started as a personal trainer. Marcus recognized that being a personal trainer did not differentiate him. We all start with why. Why are we in business? What gives us meaning in the work that we do? And if we can start with a real sense of meaning or purpose, we can bring focus and discipline to what we do. What Marcus realized is that the best programs for his clients are ones that are meaningful and to which they can adhere. And the reason that Marcus decided to take a more holistic approach to working with his clients, to move from defining himself as a personal trainer to a performance and lifestyle coach, is that he recognized that training and exercise is only one part of the equation. So in his business, when he first started out and for many years, his approach was to work with his clients typically 2 to 3 times a week, 3 hours a week. Marcus recognized that they have 165 hours aside from that in a week, and often they don't use that time well, or as Marcus would say, they have 165 hours to mess up. The way you sleep, eat, breathe, move, and think, and the environment in which you do all of these things determines your performance and quality of life. If we can maximize all of these things, we become unstoppable. So for Marcus, his purpose or mission is embodied in his tagline, "We help our clients thrive in life in the body they love." In order to do that, to get to that point, Marcus had to start from the top and work down, and the bottom and work up. We define strategy as the alignment of three elements. What are the outputs, objectives you want to achieve? What are the capabilities and resources you have to realize them? And what are the opportunities and challenges the environment provides? During times of crisis, two of the strongest human emotions are fear and loneliness. That's what people are experiencing right now. They are fearful about the future because the future has with it right now a lot of uncertainty. We have also been told that given that the pandemic we face, that we have to keep ourselves isolated. And for a lot of people, that embodies or leads to a sense of loneliness. And that can lead and or be expressed in despair. What we need are coaches and mentors who help us rise to the top in these challenging times. Marcus recognized that successful and driven people could not realize the fullness of their potential in a few hours a week. Health and wellness is a 24/7 commitment. What Marcus did was design his business to facilitate remote coaching. Now, given this pandemic, one of the distinctions or differences in Marcus's business is that it has not been disrupted at all. I had a coaching session with Marcus earlier today. He was at his cottage. He was enjoying time overlooking the lake, and he's fully employed. We know people who are health and wellness professionals whose income has gone to zero because they defined their business by what they do. So one of the challenges is, in this situation in which we find ourselves, how do we make our business sustainable if we cannot be face-to-face? Right. That's what redesign entails. Does that make sense, Yichok?
Yeah. It's obviously challenging to many that have been wired a certain way. And of course, for those that are out there on the front lines, such as, you know, retail operations, malls, etc. I would like to say one takeaway from this segment before we go to a commercial break is something that Keita touched on, and that is never let a crisis go to waste. Meaning to take advantage of this. For many people that do have downtime, it's a time to step back, educate yourself on in whichever areas you never were able to get caught up on. Use this time so that when things come around, you could just, you know, ride the tide to success, really, to come through on the other side when it roars back. And feel free
absolutely.
To...
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. The one thing I would comment on, I do not want to appear dismissive of the very nature of face-to-face interaction. We live in a consumer-driven economy, and for many of us, integral to our work is interacting with people. And that's also integral to Marcus's work. Marcus does interact face-to-face with his clients. One of the things we have to think about in redesigning work is how do we engineer our work in such a way that when there's a major disruption, and for example, we cannot be face-to-face, we can still continue to be involved with people. How do we integrate high-tech with high-touch?
Folks, my guest this evening is Norm Trainer, founder and CEO of The Covenant Group, and Keita Deming, head of innovation and development at The Covenant Group. You can find out more information about their entity and their group, covenantgroup.com, covenantgroup.com, especially at a time like this. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. This is a special edition of Mind Your Business, dealing with the economic crisis that we're going through. Of course, the health crisis, we defer to our great healthcare system and our medical professionals. The show tonight is to try and in some way, shape, or form share with you advice and perspective from business leaders on how to frame the present economic crisis in order so that you could do what you can to protect yourself and to get ahead in today's business world. My guest this evening is none other than Norm Trainer, who's no stranger here to the airwaves, founder and CEO of The Covenant Group, along with Keita Deming, head of innovation and development at The Covenant Group. Of course, Norm, Keita, thank you so much for taking out of your hectic schedules these days to join me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. So before we go to risk and uncertainty, I would like to touch on something that was raised in the first segment, and that is Norm really put it very well. He said that people are fearing feeling this fear and isolation at this point, That's what's the onset of a direct result of what's going on in the world. Could you explain that, and then to perhaps more than just explain it, to say what is a solution to that to help mitigate people's feeling of fear and isolation?
So, do you mind if I use you as an example, to figure out how we could do that?
Uh-oh. Okay, we'll try. Okay,
we tried. So give me. So tell me some of the things that you might be fearful of in the times in today's current environment.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be straight, we had and still, thank God, you know, are praying to a thriving business. And certainly it's fearful holding on to staff, making sure we can meet payroll. We have a great team that we've built here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. And certainly, fearful of the results of this economy. Certainly want to make sure that we remain strong as we've been.
And if things were improving, what would you notice?
What will I notice? I mean, certainly the things will be vibrant and everything is everything's happening. You know, there's interaction. The team is interaction. It is great. I mean, even now, there's. Right. I mean, most of the team is working remotely at this point. Certainly, we'd all be back together interacting. I mean, it's a creative agency, so there's a lot of interaction. True, it's happening by computers now, but it's not the same.
Anything else you would notice if things were improving?
Certainly working on new business development a lot more aggressively. You know, right now, pretty much it's a matter of servicing clients to the nth degree, which we've always done, but certainly going through an extra hoop these days. And certainly would be noticing, that businesses out there that we're talking with would be in the mode of growth, in growth mode.
Right. So I'll just show you a couple of things that just happened there, right? So we started by asking, what is your fear? What are you afraid of?
Right.
I could have kept asking you, tell me more. What else are you afraid of? Is there anything else you're afraid of? What I did is I flipped that and I said, what would you notice when you're no longer fearful or things are improving? And you began to point out things that were improving. So you talked about your team would be interacting. You even kind of hinted that your team is currently interacting, but they're interacting online.
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked you what else essentially. And what I did is I kept you in that positive mode of thinking about it. Where are the bright spots of things that are going well? So one of the things that tends to happen and it's a bit of a human trait. I don't like saying that, but one of the things that we tend to do is we tend to focus on the negatives. And if we ask questions, we influence where that conversation goes next. So I could have easily asked you when I said, what are you fearful of? Or what are some of the things you're afraid of that are happening in the current context? Mm-hmm. I could have immediately said, tell me more. What else? And what I did there is I just drive you into more despair and more fear. Mm-hmm. Instead, I said, how about we look at what is going well? And just simple things like that begin to give us strategies to think about how we can begin to improve or change the reality of our circumstance. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's something that we do all the time in our work, because what we're trying to do for our clients is frame the conversation. So we talk a lot in our work that high performers master the conversation environment. In today's world, they're going to have to master it online and offline. They have to master the conversation environment in its totality. In today's world, they have to become experts online. And that means starting with listening, starting with being very mindful of where they're guiding their team, their clients, and their family. It's very easy for us to stay in that space of despair and hope. Despair, not in the space of hope. And what part of our job as coaches, as professionals, as people in the advice or helping professions is to get people to start to see where are their strong spots, where are the right spots in their work.
Mm. Yeah.
And that actually leads right into risk and uncertainty, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's
one of the things that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No, that's because that really, I know, was touched on before. and you know, perhaps you can even explain to many people, you say risk, uncertainty, isn't that the same thing? Perhaps you could even explain what's the difference between risk and uncertainty.
So they're not the same thing, right? So, and I'll explain it in a bit. So here's an example from the innovation world. If you take the example of the light bulb, mm-hmm. there's a famous quote where a British company that was one of the biggest companies at the time in electronics, they told Thomas Edison that the light bulb would be worthy for the British, but it's not worthy for the Americans. In other words, it's not something that the British would take on. So that's because they didn't see the light bulb as something becoming part of the modern infrastructure at the time. And that's where we go with uncertainty. So in trying to predict the future, you enter into the zone of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. Risk, on the other hand, is all the calculations we do to try to understand what's going to happen. So for example, in the current environment, we can calculate what are the chances of somebody spreading COVID-19 to another person. We can calculate what are the chances of people in a particular age group having to be hospitalized. We can calculate those risks. Actuaries can find out what are the chances of people living to a particular age. They can use models to try and figure that out. The mistake we make, because we're humans and we try to mitigate uncertainty as much as possible, is we begin to throw more and more data, more and more calculations to trying to calculate risk. All that does is gives us more information about the risk, but it doesn't tell us much about the uncertainty. And uncertainty comes from understanding the assumptions that you're baking into the models. So every time you build an equation, you build a model to try and calculate, will COVID-19 infect 2 people? Will my business grow by a factor of 2? Will my business grow by a factor of 3? All of those assumptions begin to be baked into our model, which means that we are building in uncertainty into that model. And there's nothing we can do to get rid of uncertainty. So risk does not equal uncertainty, because uncertainty is about the assumptions we're making in building or trying to understand our models or trying to predict the future. Once you're predicting the future, you're going into this very unknown space called uncertainty. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And Norm, do you have anything you want to add before I move on to my next thought?
Yeah, Charles, to give you another example, what is the difference between risk and uncertainty? So there is uncertainty with regard to how long this crisis will last and what the economic impact will be. So some economists, for example, are saying that we're going to have a V-type recession, and the market is going to respond in a V-type. In other words, it's going to be a deep drop, and then it's going to come back. So in the next quarter, we might see in the U.S. and Canada a contraction in gross domestic product of 10 to 12%. We might see the market drop. It's already dropped close to 30%. It might go down 50%. But if we get this epidemic under control in the short term and the economy bounces back, we will see a big lift. So it will be very V-shaped, deep and narrow. Others are saying we're going to have a U-shaped recession. It's going to stretch out over a period of time. And that could be a function of the time frame it takes to address this pandemic and get the economy back on its feet. Other economists are saying that we are at the beginning of a depression, and this could mirror the 30s and could go on for a significant period of time. All of that is speculation, as Keita touched on. It's uncertain, and that's something that we can't manage. We can plan for it, we can't manage it. Risk, on the other hand, we can look at and determine what are the risks to which we are exposed and how do we eliminate or mitigate them. So, for example, in uncertain times, cash is king. We know that. That's one of the ways you can mitigate risk, is by having a lot of cash on hand. Another thing we know from historical experience is that asset diversification tends to ensure that you are going to be better protected. So, for example, one of our clients, a successful money management firm, in 2008, at the end of 2008, they were managing $859 million in assets. Today, they're managing $7.5 billion. Mm-hmm. They've grown by over 24% per year. And in other words, they're doubling about every 3 years. And the reason for that is that in 2008, 2009, when the market corrected by 48%, their funds went down 6.7%. So their model or their design is to minimize loss. That's a risk management factor that you can mitigate. So people tend to conflate risk and uncertainty, as Keita touched on. What we have to do is separate the two. Mm. What's prudent today is to look at what are the risks to which you're exposed and how do you manage those given a number of scenarios, whether this is an economic downturn that's going to last a few months or a few years. You can engineer out the risks, even though you can't ascertain with any certainty how things are going to play out.
Mm. Folks, now you know why we we did whatever we could, whatever was necessary to get Norman Keita on the show, because of the great perspective that they're sharing, especially in these very uncertain times. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Right, week in and week out, we share great advice and guidance on how to scale your business. These days, it's really a matter of navigating the current economic crisis, and that's why we secured Norm Trainer and Keita Deming as a guest here from the Covenant Group. You can find out more information about their enterprise, covenantgroup.com, covenantgroup.com. They work with entrepreneurial companies, and they were gracious enough to give up their very precious time these days. It's always precious time for them, but especially these days. I'm going to jump right in, Norm, Keita. I've heard you discuss this this concept in the past, and that is that, you know, your firm focuses on teaching people on how to simplify the complex, if I may put it that way. And you have a few guidelines as far as the antidote to solving complexity. Perhaps you can explain your direction on that.
Be glad to, Yitzhak. You do not address complexity with complexity. As Kita touched on, the antidote to complexity is inquiry. You ask questions and listen, and then you provide simple guidelines. And one manifestation of that is that in our work, there are four types of tasks we perform. And typically, they take this order. Those tasks that are important and urgent, that's what people tend to focus on. Then they focus on tasks that are important, not urgent, and then tasks that are urgent and not important, and tasks that are routine. We live in a time-compressed world where we're all faced with more demands in our lives than we have time to fulfill them. You know, one of the realities of life is the only time you'll have unfinished business is the day you die. Then it becomes somebody else's problem. Yeah. So generally, people feel time compressed. One of the gifts that we have been given with this crisis is time. For example, in the next 4 weeks, I was going to be traveling in the air and on the road 15 days. All of that's been blown up. I have 15 days back. One of the opportunities that this affords is to focus on what's important when it's not urgent. And actually, one of the keys to success and high performance is to do work when it's important and not urgent. Then what you avoid is it becoming important and urgent. Hmm. And to the extent you can do that, it is a game changer. Our predisposition, by the way in which we organize work typically, is to focus on what's important and urgent and what's routine. So one of the things people often tell us is the first thing they did when they came to work was they would review their email. That's kind of routine activity.
Right.
And then they would get around to doing the various tasks, and often surfaced or became a priority was important and urgent work. When we step back and redesign our work such that we are focused on important, not urgent, we significantly improve performance. So one of the things we teach our children, for example, is that spaced learning is better than massed. That if you set aside an hour and a half to 2 hours a day to study, you are going to be much better prepared for exams than if you mass all the learning the two or three days before the exam. And in particular, if you space that learning, when you do devote a couple of days before the exam, you perform at a much higher level. When we begin to reintegrate that back into our methods or procedures in our work, we gain an enormous lift in terms of performance. Kita, any other examples that you could add to that in work or in life?
Yeah, there are a couple of things I want to just clarify there. So you started by asking us, how do we solve complexity? And what are the challenges with complexity is that it can't be solved, it can only be teamed. So one of the reasons for that is the metaphor you use for that is, let's say you have a yarn of string. The assumption is if I spend enough time, I can straighten out that yarn of string and untangle it. In complexity, every time you untangle a knot, there's another knot for you to solve. Every time you untangle another knot, there's another knot for you to solve. And because there's uncertainty involved, you can't solve for complexity. You can only tame it. And how you tame complexity is you do two things. You ask questions, so the antidote to complexity is inquiry, and you have simple guidelines. What Norm just outlined are simple guidelines. there are four types of tasks: important and urgent, important not urgent, urgent not important, and routine. A simple guideline is prioritize things that are important but not urgent. That simple guideline there will transform your life. It'll transform the way you work. It'll transform how you design work. We started by talking about this gives us the gift of time. This crisis, that is, gives us the gift of time to begin to redesign our work and focus on the things that are important and not urgent. So it's really about really thinking about where do we want to go. So even building on the gifts that we talked about, is there are lots of opportunities here. And it reminds me of a story that I've always held dear to me. And I read about it in a book by Peter Senge. And Peter Senge is a management guru. He's written tons of books. He wrote a book called Fifth Discipline. And in this particular book was called Presence. And he told the story of a Jamaican man who was diagnosed with a terminal illness. And the doctor told him he had about 3 months to live. After getting the diagnosis, the man went off and redesigned his life and did all the things he'd ever dreamed of doing. 2 months later, he returned to the doctor's office. And the doctor told him that he'd been misdiagnosed and that he was actually in good health.
Wow.
The man started crying in his office. And the doctor said, "Why are you crying? I just gave you great news." And his response was, "I'm afraid that I'm going to return to my former ways of living."
Wow.
So this crisis, yeah.
Wow.
This crisis has changed the way we understand work forever. And I'll give you another example. I was coaching a client last week, and one of the insights he had after I asked him a question was, "I'm afraid that my kids are going to remember this crisis as the best time of their lives because dad was home to play with them and to build forts."
Wow.
So when we think about a crisis, instead of thinking about all the things that are in that fair kind of zone, if we look at the bright spots and say, okay, how do we design our life around those bright spots? How do we design our life around the things that we actually want in our lives? It's a completely different frame. So there is a lot of things happening. And for some people, they're going to have to make really hard choices. They're going to have to make very difficult choices. Some businesses are not going to make it through. But in every single crisis, there are opportunities. And our message has been, never let a crisis go to waste. And how do you really and truly embrace the gift of time?
Wow. What perspective. And by the way, the idea about the four different types of tasks is very, very refreshing. Important and urgent. I'm just going to repeat them for the benefit of the listeners. Important, not urgent. That's number two. Number three was urgent, not important. And number four, routine, which, of course, you know, everyone in their comfort zone loves to run to the routine and kind of ignore the other ones.
And they use it as an excuse for not performing. So a lot of people say they're doing routine things. They have to do all these things.
Yeah.
And they use it as an excuse to not do
busy work. Yeah, busy work, but not productive work. We're going to go to a commercial break, but just want to let the listeners know you could find out more information about the Covenant Group by visiting covenantgroup.com. That's covenantgroup.com. Their tagline is redefining performance. They specialize in servicing entrepreneurs, small businesses, large businesses, really businesses of all kind that want to get to the next level. And certainly in today's day and age, they're needed more than ever. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Esau Saftless right here on 77 WABC. By the way, as my great guests mentioned in the previous segment, Norm Trainer and Keita Deming, the importance of leveraging the time now. We have, for many people, there is what we'll call downtime. They're at home. They may have extra time because of the terrible economic crisis that's going on right now. However, there is never, like Keita mentioned a few times, never let a crisis go to waste. One of the areas that you could brush up on your development is by visiting mybradio.com. mybradio.com. We have over 200 episodes, with many of them featured multiple guests. So we had over 350 guests, ranging from John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Joe Hart, the CEO of Dale Carnegie, and so many other, Beth Comstock we just had recently, former vice chair at General Electric, so many great guests. Each episode is available for free by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Now, without further ado, going to my guests, Norm Trainer, Keita Deming of the Covenant Group. You can find out more information about their entity by visiting covenantgroup.com, covenantgroup.com. Norm, Keita, on the show, time flies. So I'd like to go straight to, perhaps you could summarize and wrap up for the benefit of the listeners some takeaways that they could hold on to in this very challenging business environment.
Well, as Keita mentioned, Chuck, one of the keys to dealing with complexity, and right now we live in a world that is highly complex, is simple guidelines. Michael Walsh is a futurist, and Michael Walsh offers three simple guidelines for success and fulfillment in the 21st century. The first is, don't focus on work, just work. Focus on redesigning your work. The second is, don't think of growth as incremental, 5 or 10% per year. Think of it as 10 times. How do you significantly scale your business? And third is, pick the right moral code. Pick the right values in terms of how you live and how you work. Now, I mentioned earlier Marcus Mackay, one of our clients, and Marcus has redefined his business. Through remote coaching, Marcus is a guide in four aspects of his client's life. Marcus recognizes that successful and driven people will not realize the fullness of their potential in a few hours a week of personal training. Health and wellness is a 24-hour, 7-day commitment. And these four guidelines inform the work that Marcus does with his clients and bring focus and discipline to their lives and make them that much more productive. So the first area that Marcus focuses on is mindset. It starts with your self-image and self-efficacy, what you think you are capable of achieving. Most of us significantly underperform because we do not realize the greatness within us, the fullness of our potential. And a key part of Marcus's work is to draw that out. The second is training. Exercise isn't goal-directed. You can do exercise, but it's not necessarily a goal, whereas training has a purpose or meaning and is goal-directed. So athletes train in preparation to perform. When we train in preparation of performing at a high level and gaining a greater sense of fulfillment in our work and in our lives, our performance is at a totally different level. The third is nutrition. As we know, we are what we eat. You either eat your way into health or out of it. And the fourth is recovery. It is important to ensure that the body is not stressed. We live in a stressful world, so we need to maximize recovery through getting the right amount of sleep, through focusing on our breathing, and applying stress management techniques, looking for ways to decompress in our busy and demanding lives. Marcus's work is focused in all four of these areas. So one of the things that we know about performance is the more that we take an holistic approach to our work and our life, the more effective we will be in whatever role we're playing, whether it's in our work or in the various areas of our lives, and the greater the result we'll achieve. And that's why it's so important to take this time to really think about how you redesign your life. Mm. When Keita told that story about our client who said, "I'm afraid our children will remember this time as the best time of their childhood," I had chills. Those right. are the kinds of right. transformations we can bring about in our lives at these times. Mm. We are living in a transformational age. And to the degree that we recognize and take advantage of this time to redefine will determine the quality of our life going forward. We will either become better or we will become bitter. Yeah. And that will be a choice that each of us will make.
And Keita, any final thoughts?
One thing there. For all your listeners out there, what I think you should do is get a pen and a paper and write down the answer to the following question. If you were sitting here 12 months from now, what would have had to have happened for you to have achieved your goals? So I'll say that again. If you were sitting here 12 months from now, what would have to have happened for you to achieve your goals? And it starts by setting the goal, understanding where you want to go and what are the things you need to do to get there and working backwards. High performers differentiate themselves by the time frame and time span in which they think and plan. And the longer that time frame and time span is, the more likely you are to outperform your peers. So just answering that one question puts you into that zone of Marcus and the client that I referenced earlier. And the thing that I want to add is that in addition to thinking about mindset, all of us resist structure, and structure is what gives us performance. So we all need five things in life: autonomy and community, intention, mastery and competence, guidance and coaching, and structure. The framework that Norm talked about with the four tasks, when you focus on what's important and not urgent, that is giving yourself structure. When you develop simple rules in your life to address complexity, that's giving yourself structure. So take that mindset that you have and the things that are driven, that help you achieve your goals, and develop structure around it. And that's how you achieve high performance.
Folks, we haven't let you down this week either. Every single week we come and deliver great business content. And of course, in these very turbulent economic times, we wanted to make sure that we delivered yet again important, relevant business content that you could take in order to hold on to whatever situation you have right now, to do your best in order to be successful. Special thank you to Norm Trainer, founder and CEO, Keita Deming, head of innovation and development of the Covenant Group. You could find out more information about them by visiting covenantgroup.com, covenantgroup.com. And tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.